So where did you get the idea for Pretty Little Mouth?
Well, I was in college, and it was on a Thursday night, and 3 o'clock in the morning, one of my good friends in college actually called me up desperately because one of her friends got thrown into jail, and she asked me what we should do, like, should we, like, go bail her out? So I asked her, like, why was your friend thrown in jail? So it turns out that she was actually a sex worker, and that's when I actually got to meet her the following day. I realized that, you know, there are actually a lot of girls who put themselves through college through, like, you know, sex working with this, like, dominatrix or an actual prostitute kind of thing. So that's just, that idea and that image really, really stayed with me for all these couple of years. And then I did an internship in 2008 with Actors Express, and they were doing, like, really gritty kind of dramas where it was always about blackmail and sexual revenge and that sort of thing. So I put together a couple of ideas, and then all these characters kind of, like, blended into one, and that's how the play was born.
So you need a really good cast to kind of pull this crazy idea that you have off. Can you just talk about your cast a bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we have Tiffany Terrell, and she plays Emily Crane, who's in, like, an ex-dominatrix who's got a really great life now. Her husband's running for mayor. She's got a great music practice. Everything's going great for her until John, who's played by Brian Niebel. He's this 15-year-old techno geek who lives next door who's totally in love with her, and he's actually found out a little bit about her past from, like, digging up stuff on the internet, and he actually helped, like, fix her computer, so he actually dug up a lot of old files about her past, and he starts blackmailing her into sex, and, yeah, just working with these people have been really, really, you know, it's been really fun, it's been really rewarding lately, and I couldn't really ask for a better cast. And Tiffany's great, and she plays the flute amazingly, and Brian actually looks like he's 15, so that's always great.
So what do you want people to really get out of this?
Don't mess with dominatrix. Not to beat the shit out of you. I just really wanted to have a really, really good time. I've always been drawn to, like, very, you know, intense dramas where it's always about revenge or blackmail. So I just wanted to, you know, ride the ride, just like, you know, any person going to a dominatrix.
All right, what were your first experiences with the theater like? What are your influences?
Oh, let's see. I started when I was 15 years old as an actor. I started in Singapore. We did, like, this youth theater production where there were, like, 200 kids, and that was my very first foray into theater. And after that, I came to the United States. I did my college here. I actually studied musical theater. So from college, I started moving into more directing and writing and, you know, just really enjoy all of it. My background is really primarily in musical theater, and I love, like, really dark, twisted kind of musicals like You're in Town, or, you know, something that's fun but it's a little bit offbeat, like Xana Don't, that sort of thing. In terms of playwrights, I really love people like Christopher Durang, because he's an insane sense of humor. I love people like Young Jun Lee, who's like, you know, I'm gonna break every single rule in theater, and that's perfectly fine too. So yeah, it's just really, really diverse, and I just, like, enjoy trying out different things, different styles, different stories with my theater company, which is, like, Living Room Theater, primarily, you know, formed to, like, produce all my works that have been created in my living room. So the styles really, really vary from, like, season to season. So, you know, I just really enjoy, like, working with different types of genres, different types of people, different types of subject matter.
So how do you want Pretty Little Mouth to be remembered? Say, like, you know, 2-3 years from now, you're working on another production. How do you want people to look back on this one?
Well, I'd like them to, first of all, remember how hot and sexy it was. And, you know, just really not to forget the story and how, you know, how difficult it was for this woman to essentially climb out of, like, the dominatrix lifestyle, but it kind of dragged back in. So I just want them to, like, be able to remember her journey and, you know, what she does at the end of the play. I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, without giving it, we don't want to give anything away, because the story seems really juicy. Considering that, I mean, I just reading through, like, the synopsis, this sounds like it would make, like, a great, like, you know, short film or something like that.
No,
do you have any any, you know, goals on, like, turning this into something different?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm already planning the rewrite of the entire piece. It's probably going to be much, much longer than that, and I think it would work really good as a film, actually. So maybe we can take it back into a past a little bit more and, you know, explore a little bit about her background as a dominatrix, growing up, how she got into that lifestyle, and, you know, fast forward to, like, to the present day, how she met her husband, and, you know, essentially the breakdown of a life that eventually pulls her back into the dominatrix world. And I think, yeah, it would be a very, very visually interesting kind of piece. So I would definitely want to work on it as a film in the future.
Okay, this is a difficult question, but if you had to describe this production in a sentence, what do you think it would be and why?
Oh, in a sentence. That's going to be hard. I'm not really sure in terms of a sentence, but, you know, like certain words are coming to mind, like, you know, provocative, hot, sexy, lips, mouth. Yeah, those are the words that are coming to my mind. I can't really, like, squeeze it all into one coherent sentence right now.
So it says on, you know, the press release, you know, for mature audiences only, without giving anything away, how steamy is this production?
Let's just say that there are lots of like, scantily clad women on stage. There will be smacking and whipping involved. And it's, yeah, and teenage underage sex. So, you know, lots of very interesting, provocative little elements floating around in this play.
Okay, last question. Let's just say someone's been listening, you know, for the past 7.5 minutes to this interview, and they're still kind of on the fence. They're like, oh, this sounds really good, but I'm not completely sold yet. What do you think that you would say to them to get them into the theater?
I just think that, you know, if you really enjoy something that is a little bit darker, that's a little bit, but yet funny at the same time, and if you enjoy, like, a really, really good story, you know, then definitely this is the show for you, whether or not that you're into the S&M lifestyle or not, or whether you just like hot, sexy women walking around on stage.